If you're 18 and under, please, please don't listen to this unless your parents agree.
Yeah, and also, yeah, exactly. Don't listen to this podcast with your parents in a car or something. That's probably also going to evoke some very awkward conversations.
Or do.
Yeah, if you want to be open-hearted, yeah. You don't have a phone number, though.
I'll get it somewhere.
That's very intense. Okay. Ugh, I don't even know what that was about. Hello, right, yeah. Everyone. This is the Medium Podcast, and my name is Kaisa. And
I'm Kyle.
And today, we're going to be talking about a topic that's very intense.
Amazon.
Yeah, exactly. No, we're going to be talking about news, which is also why we're here on King's Night. With a couple of beers and a couple of Bacardi Razz in front of us. They're not sponsoring us or anything. Cheers. If you do want to sponsor us, you should contact medium@mel.com.
Info@mediummagazine.com.
Yes, exactly.
Or contact the promotion committee of Mercurius.
Which is?
Proco@mercuriusuva.no.
Oh, they really have one. Or Bacardi, you can just reach out to me and give me some free stuff. That would also be great. No, we're talking about news today. This notorious subject that I think we're all far too familiar with, be it in a positive or a negative way. And the reason that we're talking about it today is that we wanted to bring up Jeff Bezos' nudes. So Amazon multibillionaire Jeff Bezos' nudes were leaked by his mistress's brother.
Weird.
Yeah, that's pretty intense as well.
That's kind of weird.
It makes me cringe into my very core just reading that sentence aloud. But there's a lot to unpack here, and not the least the fact that Bezos had a very so fucking what attitude towards the whole shebang, and that the media has kind of followed his reasoning, which I find kind of unique. As news website Vox titles one of their articles, Jeff Bezos admitted to sending nude selfies. Who cares? Or, as tech website CNET writes, Jeff Bezos just confirmed what we all knew. Nudes are no big deal.
Aren't they, though? Well, maybe Amazon multi-billionaire Jeff Bezos nudes aren't a big deal. But if like, nudes leaked from some pretty woman,
yeah,
I think the hacker would be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Because that's probably one reason that everyone's like, oh, it's calm, like, nobody cares. Like, no one wants to see Jeff Bezos' nudes. I'm sorry, he's like a 50-year-old man.
I would.
You would?
Or not.
Yeah, he's only the world's richest man. I guess that means something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably compensating.
Yeah. That's very true. That's like the best like dick extension ever, actually, being the world's richest man.
Having a lot of money, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can literally buy a dick extension with a lot of money.
Yeah, that as well, yeah. Wow, this podcast is going to be mentioning a lot of profanity, folks. Dick extension is only one of them.
Disclaimer.
So, Bezos is the world's richest man, as we mentioned, and he's founder and CEO of Amazon. And what is, of course, damning to this story is that he sent these nudes to his mistress, even though... Or there are reports that he was actually separated from his now ex-wife already, who is now, I guess, the richest ex-wife in the world.
She really is. I think she took about 40% of his whole fortune.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's one expensive dick pic.
It is.
Yeah. The ones who released, or they're not even released. That's also the thing. Like, everyone knows they exist, but I haven't actually seen anyone publish it. That's because National Enquirer, and they're owned by media conglomerate AMI, they've gotten access to these pics and supposedly some very cheeky text messages that were sent between Bezos and his mistress, and they've threatened and blackmailed him that they will publish them. And this is where, believe it or not, President Trump gets involved. Were you expecting that?
As always. He's always involved.
He's always involved. That's true. Also, you can always expect him to be involved when there's nudity involved. Which is just disgusting.
Does he have news?
Oh my god, let's not talk about that. I need more beer if we're going to talk about President Trump's
Okay, news. Just down one, and then we won't.
Ooh, yeah. So AMI-owned National Enquirer published texts sent between Bezos and his mistress, and then Bezos says he's going to launch an investigation into how they got access to these messages. And I've read a couple of them, and they're so cheesy. They're like, oh, I'm going to show you how much I love you with my body. I'm like, no, Bezos, Don't.
That's really cute.
With my body.
Find yourself a man who sent you the text. All the girls listening, find yourself a man.
Who says he's going to make you feel loved with his body.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I would say find yourself a man who's like a feminist and kind to you. But
find,
whatever.
Find yourself a man. Don't. No, don't.
Let's okay, it was just agree to disagree. But Bezos, anyway, suggests that the publishing is politically motivated since he owns the Washington Post. And the Washington Post is, as we all know, not a big fan of President Trump. And the AMI, so the mother company behind National Enquirer, famously has very close ties to the president. So, for example, they paid the model Karen McDougal $150,000 to keep quiet about an affair she had with President Trump. So,
allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly.
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 I think we're going to say that a lot today.
Yeah, I also think that everything you say that's about President Trump is allegedly, and then everyone kind of knows that it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the AMI, anyway, they decided to, like, starting to blackmail Bezos, and they said that they will publish 10 of his naked pics if he doesn't close down the investigation into how they got access to his pictures. Jeff Bezos refuses and says that they're trying to silence him and instead writes an open-hearted blog post about the pics, the mistress, and the entire thing. And he writes, "Of course I don't want personal photos published, but I also won't participate in their well-known practice of blackmail, political favors, political attacks, and corruption."
That's a statement.
It's quite a statement, yeah. And so far, I haven't seen any news. So,
no.
I guess they kind of agreed with, like...
I mean, good on him. Good on him.
Yeah.
If a lot of teenagers shared that vision, I think a lot of drama would be...
Yeah, definitely. But that's also where this is so interesting, because media sort of takes his side. And they declare the sharing of nudes sort of irrelevant because everyone does it and who cares. But then again, we have to talk about that. Like, they're picking a battle with the richest man on earth. He's like the person who can be like, you know what? Fuck y'all. So what? I took nudes. But yeah, we already briefly mentioned that. This is also, of course, because of Bezos we're talking about, and he's like a 50-year-old guy. If Jennifer Lawrence or... I know Sia, you know that singer, she was also in some sort of nude kind of scandal. And she, I think she even decided to publish the news herself because someone was threatening her that they would publish an offer. So she sort of sold it that way. But it's also, like, it's a very different thing because there's definitely, like, a gendered aspect to it. Because, like, there's still a strong tradition of accusing women of promiscuity and other ungodly behavior.
Okay.
As soon as we show more than half of our calves. Maybe I should do that sentence again.
You should.
Yeah. No, there's still so much more shaming going on when a woman's nudes are leaked. Because there's such a strong tradition of accusing women of promiscuity and other ungodly behavior as soon as we show more than our calves. So I guess that's also a big part of why Bezos' nudes are kind of brushed off.
I mean, today on the metro, I saw a woman's ankles.
Oh my God, how did you react?
I was disgusted.
Yeah, I can imagine. What did you do? Did you tell her to cover up?
Yeah, I screamed at her. I screamed at her until she decided to get out some cloth and just cover her ankles.
Right.
It's the right thing to do, Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really making the society such a good place, yeah.
Okay, disclaimer, I didn't really. To do this before any of my future bosses hear this, I didn't really do that.
Yeah, we've already joked about how this is the podcast that's going to effectively ruin our careers for all futures to come.
Worth it.
Yeah, for sure. So, I thought that now it's time for us to unpack how we have celebrated our naked bodies by using communication before. Because if it's not a big deal, then we might as well talk more about it. Have you ever been to a museum where they have, like, really old sculptures?
I've seen so many penises.
Yeah, but they're always so small. Have you thought about that?
Is it penises or pina?
Oh, that's also a very good question. I would say penises.
Penai sense.
Okay, they have very small penai.
Yeah.
But they're also, like, there's this almost, like, a fetishization of the young, like, strong male body. But then that sort of shifts, I guess. And then there's, like, a real emphasis on naked ladies in art. There's so many artists whose, like, entire artistry has been focused on nudity. And they were basically hanging in on the walls of rich people. And then there's also, of course, like, the more 90s version of, like, using communication to celebrate your nakedness. That's, like, taking pictures of your ass in copy machines or scanners. I remember on my high school... there were pictures of people's asses above the coffee machine, which is also like, it was disgusting because you knew that you had to use the coffee machine afterwards and they could see the pictures of someone's ass that you didn't really know. Although we did know who took the pictures, obviously. You always know that.
It could have been.
I really hope they listen to this podcast now. That would be so funny.
Oh my god, it's full circle.
Yeah, so basically you could argue that there's been like a democratization of the nude, where it was previously only available to rich and powerful people, but it has now become available to everyone. Sort of like, I want to say that it's the same with the selfie, that like rich people had pictures and paintings and busts of themselves for hundreds of years before people ever took a selfie. And now people are like lambasting it for being the most like narcissist shit ever. People were worse before. It's just that now everyone's doing it. So now it's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
But of course, like there's a difference because you would have a picture of someone else on your wall. You wouldn't necessarily have a naked picture of yourself in your hallway. I don't know if I would. No.
I can't imagine enough narcissistic people who would.
Yeah, maybe, actually. Yeah, I think maybe if you would go into like these really old castles in England, there are probably some pictures of old like naked ladies there. Yeah, the queen of the castle. But there's of course also another way to look at this. It could be that it's unrelated to art or self-expression, and that taking nudes is more an extension of porn. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's the combination of the both.
Mm.
I think it's just humans' inner sexual desire. Everyone has sexual tendencies.
And
almost everyone, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
But almost everyone has sexual tendencies. So I think it's more of a natural thing, and technology has allowed us to discover that more.
Yeah. So everyone sort of has an exhibitionist side to them. We just like seeing our own naked bodies. Sort of.
Yeah.
I guess.
Kind of.
Yeah. Because porn basically created the internet. I've heard actually one of our lecturers say once, because a lot of the infrastructure has been created with the money that porn sort of facilitates. And there's an article in the New Statesman that says about 30% of all internet traffic is porn. So like every third computer, I don't know how many computers we have in this room right now.
I have one.
There's one. So there are like four or five computers here. Technically, at least one should be actively looking at porn right now. Gilda, what are you doing? Yeah, that's a lot though. 30%.
It's a lot. Yeah. I listened to a podcast with one of the founders of YouPorn.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hear how much traffic is on that website, it's absolutely mental. Like, you can ask anyone. Everyone will have seen some porn.
Mm, yeah. It's also what you said, like, it's just an extension of sexuality.
Yeah, so that we can let ourselves go more.
Yeah, and we can now be active participants in it. But yeah, I thought we were going to talk a little bit about the history of porn, because porn is as old as history itself. Like, there are cave paintings of sexual acts. And in Mesopotamian votive plagues, which is a sort of ritualistic painting, from the early second millennium before Christ, so that's like a long time ago.
A very long time ago.
The man is usually shown entering the woman from behind while she bends over, drinking beer through a straw.
Nothing changed.
Nothing changed.
It's your typical Thursday night as a student.
Drinking beer through a straw. That was the way they used to do it. I think it's pretty... They really want to take care of this beer. Like, they don't want to waste a single drop of it. Like, with the straw and everything.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, they know how to handle beer.
Yeah, that's good. I reckon they would fit in well in student life of these days.
Mm. Put them at any college. In a dorm somewhere in Boston.
Or in the UK.
Yeah, definitely. But then, of course, there are also like erotic drawings and more like erotic art, like Kama Sutra or The Birth of Venus could, I guess, also be considered to be very naked. There are pinups, you know, those kind of like the 50s girls that like sailors have tattooed on their arms. Of course, the magazines, like porn magazines and pornographic films. And I didn't know this, but the first country to decriminalize the production and distribution of porn films was Denmark in 1969. So it's not even that long ago.
No.
Like, people have been producing porn films since the invention of the film, basically. But it was against the law for a really long time. And then, of course, with the advent of internet, we have the live streams on websites. And again, what the New Statesman article said, that the internet is basically paid for. by porn for to or to a large extent.
I feel like we're missing an important part of porn history here.
What are you talking about?
The late night TV.
Oh, yes, actually. Like the ones in hotels and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's a very, very big business.
That's true. Like, I've only ever seen it in American film. Like, you know that Friends episode? Have you seen Friends?
I have.
Yeah, where they have, like, they accidentally get access to the porn channel that just runs porn, like, 24-7. And they get addicted to porn. Yeah. And they're just, like, they expect every woman to enter their apartment to be like, ouch, wow, wow, like, yeah. That's true.
But yeah, it still exists nowadays. If you have your TV on like 2:30 and you go to every one of your commercial TV stations, there'll be this ripe old lady wagging your finger at you like, come here. And I'm like, not now.
I'm so happy I don't have a television.
I mean, I don't really have television either, but my parents told me that.
Your parents told you that?
Okay. I heard it in the street.
What kind of a family do you have?
That's great. It's good to be open-hearted with your parents about sex. Yeah, it is.
But yeah, it's a very, very big part of porn history, I'd say.
Yeah.
And something that we've missed up until now because there's so much money in that.
Maybe it paid for a lot of like TV infrastructure as well. I didn't look that up. I just looked at the internet, but of course, like such a big thing on television as well.
Like all of your favorite programs on commercial television have been paid for by porn.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? But then we're also, of course, like we're missing a contemporary actor, which is kind of what our main topic tonight is, I guess, is Snapchat.
Yeah.
The medium for sending nudes.
You can send one. After 10 seconds, it's gone. Unless you screenshot.
It just disappears into the eternity of the web. It's like this medium was basically created for sending racy pictures to whomever.
What was their motivation behind it?
Snapchat.
Yeah.
I have no idea. It must have been something like that.
Yeah.
Because I can't see any other reason you would be like, nope, I don't want this picture to be saved on your phone.
I mean, I send a lot of ugly pictures of myself to my friends.
That's also true. Yeah. Yeah. Another thing that might not get you hired in the future. Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I can't see how that was the foundation for Snapchat to be created. But then, yeah, because like technically they're against pornographic content on the app. But 2014 study by the security firm McAfee.
I think it's McAfee.
Isn't that what everyone like hates on so much? Like they're a virus protector. Yeah, like isn't it almost like a meme? Yeah. Anyway, they did a study that found that 54% of adults had sent or received explicit messages, photos, or videos, and that the numbers may well have risen since then. A 2018 study found that more than 80% of adults had sent sexually suggestive texts in the past year. This is according to Vox. Sexually suggestive texts.
80%.
Yeah.
That's 4 out of 5 people. 2, 4, 6.
So
technically, one other little person here will not have sent a sexually suggestive.
How many Bacardi Raz have you had?
Well, we're talking about Jeff Bezos, so I'm just suggestive.
Yeah, suggestive, you know, yeah.
Suggestive text.
Suggestive text.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah, but I'm not surprised. I'm surprised it's not like 95%.
It's officially 80%.
True. Maybe there's also like a culture, or like you don't really want to put in a survey that you send someone a picture of your butt.
Or photocopy the picture of your butt and send it to them.
Via traditional mail. Yeah, if you haven't done that, do that. That will definitely surprise someone you're dating.
It's on my bucket list right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I will have to do that, okay.
Yeah, there are copy machines at the university.
Watch out for me. Yeah.
Everyone watch out for Kyle if he has a mischievous look in his eyes. You know what he's up to. But yeah, another thing we might ask ourselves is how safe it is. If 80% of people send these kind of messages, like, I don't get how they can like disappear within 10 seconds. Nothing disappears. Like I forced myself to study programming for 6 months. That was the worst decision of my life. I learned that nothing disappears. There's always like a trace of whatever you've done, except if you're like really fucking good at hiding it.
I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, you study programming and you learn that it won't disappear.
Mm.
I mean, 99% of people in the world won't know how to dig it up.
No, exactly. Yeah, that's true. Because we had, like, because when I started reading into how you can recover these, like, lost snaps, it was super similar to what I had to do for an assignment, which was recover lost images from a memory card, which is basically, like, the same thing you can do. Apparently, it's also easier to do on Android phones. So, everyone, Kyle, you have an Android phone.
I don't. I do.
But... You do, yeah. Because apparently Android phones are easier, because then you can basically look into, like, the cache memory, like, the little kind of traces of the pictures that are still on your phone. And you can apparently do that by, like, well, you guys can Google it, but it's basically, like, connecting your phone to a computer, and then you can sort of go back into the app, and you can find the pictures. But there's also, like, a data forensics team in Utah, I think it's connected to a university, that can recover snaps after they self-destruct from all phones. But there's also, like, the spokeslady of Snapchat. She was like, yeah, well, it's data forensics. What do you expect? Like, of course, it's going to be recoverable if you're really, really good at what you're doing. But, I mean, I think you and I, or the people sitting around us here, like, we wouldn't be able to retrace it.
No.
But they don't disappear. That's kind of, like, a misconception, I think.
They don't disappear, but, well, they disappear from sight. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And... Well, except if someone takes a screenshot.
Well, but if you take screenshots, you should be banned on Snapchat.
Should we write, like, a petition for it?
We should.
But at least Snapchat is cool enough to let you know that you're fucked.
That's true. Although there's this way to... I saw on Instagram the other day. On iPhone, you can turn off your internet. Well, load the snap, turn off your internet, screenshot the snap,
mm-hmm.
Close the app, go back into Snapchat. No, close the app, turn on your internet again. And then open the app, and then the snap's still there, and they won't know that you screenshot.
You didn't hear it from us.
No, you heard it from Instagram.
Yes.
Mark Zuckerberg is the one to...
He's always the one to blame.
True.
Like, true. Regardless of the topic, I think. That's pretty easy for our generation. We can just be like, no, it wasn't us.
It was Mark.
It was Mark.
It was Mark.
It was Marky Mark. Yeah, okay, well, that's a great tip for y'all. And that might actually kind of... segue our way into the next topic we're going to talk about, which is revenge porn. So, like, screenshotting pics of people, or it might even be consensually sent pictures to someone you were romantically involved with, and then that kind of ended, and that person still has pictures of your butt. I don't know why I still, like, keep referring to the butt pictures. I think I'm just hooked on the entire, like, scanning copy machine part of sending nudes, because I think that's so amazing.
I mean, it's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, this is horrible. Like, there are no half-good breakups, but actually posting pictures of your ex online or whatever, I think that's just rock bottom.
There's nothing they could have done to warrant such a reaction.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing. And I looked it up, and in the UK alone, there are 30 websites that focus solely on the spread of revenge porn. 30 websites. Revenge porn. What the fuck is wrong with British people? Well, except for the obvious.
We can have a whole another podcast about that.
Can we have another podcast of what's wrong with British people?
And we can ask British people. We can tie this to the Brexit podcast.
Yeah.
Brexit.
Or we just get, like, a crowd of Brexit, or, like, British people in here, and we just, like, ask them what's wrong with them.
I mean, we can just go out, go to Dunrock, and just pick up
any
person
that
has shaved sides.
Yes, and no jacket, even though it's cold. What's up with that? And they don't wear clothes. Yeah. Okay.
And they smell like weed.
They do.
So, that was your typical British person announcement.
Yeah. Yes. That is not at all the reason I'm leaving this city in a month. Anyway, we're not talking about stupid British people. We were talking about revenge porn. And, yeah.
How did we get there?
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels like I can segue any conversation into being about Brexit. But anyway. Yeah, as we said, like, many of these pictures are actually legally obtained. And Snapchat is a very, very popular application for sending these pictures. And it can be completely consensual. It can be part of, like, a healthy sexual lifestyle or whatever. But... the question is it even allowed? Like we already said, like it's sort of, or in Snapchat's rules, it says that you're not allowed to send pornographic content. But I was going to ask you guys, do you guys know how much money you can make by sending nudes? if you do it as a profession.
I know.
You know. Have you been glancing at the script?
I may have. But it's a lot of that
it's
money.
It's a lot of
well, money. I've also heard stories, but I don't know if you've ever heard of Belle Delphine.
No, who has
Belle Delphine? She's a British girl.
Okay.
Again, British.
Oh, my God.
And she's 18.
Okay.
But she dresses up like an anime girl.
Okay.
Kinda.
Right.
But she makes herself look very, very young.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she has this Patreon where you can pay her. And if you like pay, I think it's more than $200 a month, you get a private Snapchat.
Oh my God. That's crazy. So she's like posing as an underage person, basically.
Well, I don't want to say that, but
yeah.
She looks suspiciously underage.
Yeah.
Like I saw that in on YouTube, and I felt dirty just even thinking about that.
Yeah. Because that's kind of what I found as well, that you can have like these private Snapchats that you can give access to for money. Yeah, I found some numbers saying that you can earn more than $10,000 per week. I guess that would basically be what she does as well then, if she
yeah.
has people paying, or like if she has enough people paying $200 per month. But yeah, I saw that you can like send pictures for like $10 a picture, basically.
I mean, people are nowadays paying for pictures of people's feet.
That I didn't know about. Interesting.
You didn't?
Well, I knew about the, like, sending panties, but that's only because, like,
no,
Orange is the New Black, but I guess...
People with foot fetishes actually pay people to send them their socks, send them pictures of their feet.
I don't want to tell you my student loan, guys, but, like, I could have been earning so much money. I would also be able to send pictures... Like, I can send... my socks to people. Do you have like a website for this?
Is that what you do, Kyle? For a living?
Is that why you have enough money to go to Prague this weekend?
I do.
Yeah.
The whole trip is
paid by your socks.
It's paid by my sock daddy. It's not really, but yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's weird. Yeah. People would nowadays just pay for it. Well, porn is free. I just don't get that.
Okay, I actually know why people are paying. At least, I don't know why people are paying for socks, but I know why they're paying for these girls who send their private Snapchats. Because, and yeah, my search history is so confused right now, because I've been digging pretty deep into how you become a Snapchat porn star, which blends in nicely with, like, vegan recipes. And, like... anti-capitalist revolutionary tips and tricks, and then it's like
how to be a Snapchat porn star.
But I think it's good. I'm throwing my search history off
yeah.
track. My FBI agent is definitely losing hope right now. So okay, what these Snapchat porn stars do is that they have one account where they never break any rules, but they're just posting pictures that are like just cheeky enough to get people interested, but they're not breaching their codes of conduct or whatever. So this is kind of where they lure people in, but then also, and that's kind of what creeps me out a bit, is that they say that these accounts are great for their viewers to get to know them, within quotation marks. Because once you get to know them, you want to help them out. So it's kind of like this creepy, like, oh, I know her now. And maybe there's also like an underlying guilt of like, I know that what she's doing is maybe because she doesn't have another source of income or whatever. So I want to pay to be able to like support her. That was kind of what I read. That they're like, yeah, it's really great because then people get to know you as a person. And then they're more likely to want to help you out, sort of. And then you get access to their cheeky account where all the shit goes down. And once that one gets closed down, because it is against the rules to post pornographic content, they just bounce back on the account that's like kiddie proof. And then they can just start up another pornographic account
yeah.
and get all their old followers back.
I mean, it's also men just think with their penises.
Their peni?
Peni.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Men just think with their penises. And I think a lot of guys will agree.
Mm.
Like a general rule of the internet among males, first fap, then think.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because
my ears are bleeding.
And I mean, I think a lot of men that pay for those accounts,
it's not that they want to take care of them. It's just because they want to fap.
Yeah, that's it. That's all there is.
I think I've never said the word fap before.
That has to be the first time for everything.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. Yeah, you might be right.
Conclusion.
Conclusion.
Men are trash.
Yeah, I think that's basically my conclusion to everything, actually.
Except
that. That and Mark Zuckerberg is always to blame.
And Jeff Bezos isn't that bad.
And I also don't want to see Jeff Bezos news.
I do.
Well, that's your problem.
So, Jeff, if you listen to this...
Send news.
Send news to Kyle at mediummagazine.com. Thank you.
Yeah.
Don't actually. Thank you.
Yeah. I guess you're right, though, that like it's less about the psychology of like wanting to care for someone than just wanting to get off.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah. And maybe that's also just like me trying to look into like deeper aspect of porn or whatever as well. But maybe there's nothing more to it.
Man, don't go that deep. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, but there are also other ways that people make money on Snapchat and nude pictures. There's this account that started in the city of Ghent in Belgium.
Beautiful Dutch word. Everyone who's not
Ghent.
Ghent.
Yeah.
Ghent.
And it's called Ghent Student. You may have heard people screaming on the street, do it for Ghent Student, do it for Ghent Student. And yeah, this account started, I don't even know what started, but it has become a phenomenon amongst male and also female students. Like Dutch and Flemish students.
Is it sort of like student problems on Facebook? Okay. Is it like a meme account or what's the what's the content they post?
They post like relatable stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one guy running the whole account.
Okay.
One guy running the whole account. Sometimes he goes offline for a couple of months because he has exams.
Cute.
Yeah, and then he's back and he's just posting
videos. Work hard, play hard, guys. Work hard, play hard.
Exactly. And it just posts videos of people driving their cars into ditches. And it's kind of like the Dutch website Dumpert.
I don't know what Dumpert.
It's just funny videos.
Okay, yeah.
But it's coupled with girls from all over the world actually sending pictures to that account of their own bodies.
Like nude pictures. Or just like cheeky enough to be within the rules on Instagram.
Or Snapchat, yeah.
Oh.
Just cheeky enough. They're like wearing underwear or bikinis, or they're like covering their nipples with their hands.
What's the purpose of this? Why do they send them the picture?
I have no clue.
Because it's not like they're linking their Snapchats or whatever. Or what's...
It's like just
to be on.
Do it for the Vine.
Oh, do it for the Vine, but do it for Ghent Student. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of it.
That's so weird.
Just acting weird for that account or acting sexy. And then once in a couple of weeks, when he reaches this amount of Instagram followers, yeah, was it? So it's an Instagram account that keeps up to date with what account is now public.
Mm-hmm.
Reaches a certain amount of followers, he does this uncensored account for half an hour, then it gets banned.
Oh.
And that's how people get to see.
And then they publish like pictures of actual naked.
Yeah,
bodies.
Like actual people smooshing booties, as Brooklyn and I would say.
Oh my God. That is so strange.
Yeah, but they do the weirdest shit. And they don't show their face, of course not.
No.
It's all fully anonymous.
Mm.
It's. I've seen people of all professions. There's even this phenomenon on the account that's about girls in trains undressing.
What?
In public. Trains? In public, yeah.
Why?
It's just that exhibitionist side of people, I guess.
Huh.
But that guy makes a shitload of money.
Shit. That also seems a little bit like... exploitative to me. Like, he's making money out of these girls as well. Like, they're not the one getting the money for the
But
teachers.
They don't care.
They just want to be on...
They're sending their own picture to their account.
Yeah.
So they couldn't care less. Girls on Tinder put in their bio, I've been on the Ghent Student story. And that's like a bucket list thing.
Wow. I have no idea. This is very extra. This is the sound of me down in my beard to be able to cope with reality.
Took a while to jump that beer.
Took
a whole break.
Took a whole break.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm super slow with that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Maybe need a straw.
Maybe I need a straw. Yeah.
That helps.
They needed it in Mesopotamia.
I mean,
not much has changed. Yeah.
It hasn't really.
Yeah. So another thing we could talk about when we're on the subject of revenge porn is deep fakes.
That's actually pretty scary.
It is pretty scary.
Like, imagine seeing a porn video with your own face on someone else's body. And you're like, that's not me?
Yeah.
It reminds me of, this is going a whole other direction. It reminds me of Jack Whitehall. He did a comedy show. It's not Netflix actually. And he was talking about the time that rumored nudes of his were released.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he was outraged. His manager called like, there are nudes of you. It was like, I've never sent nudes, so it can't be. He got Twitter messages and all that stuff. And he saw the picture.
Yeah.
He called his manager and he said, you know, never mind. They were fake, but the guy had a great body.
So he was like, well, yeah, that's me.
I'm going to own up to it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what Jeff Bezos did.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe it's his face. The body of a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
He's like, oh,
yeah, sure.
Spread it.
That's what I look like. Yeah. Weird flex.
Okay, but yeah, deepfakes.
Yeah. Yeah, deepfakes is fucking scary. It's also, again, like, okay, if revenge porn is rock bottom, then we're, like, sinking into, like, really weird layers of, like, segment and seashells and crafts and stuff that we're talking about. Creating a fake version of your ex and then sharing that as porn, like...
It's also not just of your ex, it's just of famous people.
That's true, yeah.
It's a fetish as well.
Really?
Yeah, like, people have fetishes over famous people, like people that see on television.
Oh, that way, yeah.
And them being photoshopped in any kind of porn you like.
Yeah.
Of course, the dream. That was not my words, but yeah.
I need to chug another beer in order to cope with this. God. It's such a dark reality we were facing. Like, honestly, if this is the way that human, just, like, relations are going to evolve, we're just creating fake sex videos of people, and I don't know, it just seems so... Don't we have anything better to do?
Well, this is a good sign. We don't have anything better to do. We don't have wars to fight.
So you're saying if there would be a war...
Always look on the bright side. Don't get us copyrighted. Cut that out.
Yeah.
But no, it's really weird. Like, there was a huge community on Reddit, and it just surrounded around deepfakes with famous people.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they got banned. Yeah. And I think it's a good thing, because, like, with technology nowadays, the line between what's real, what's, like, really real,
yeah,
and what's fake real,
is so hazy. Yeah.
Kind of fading.
Yeah.
And that's really scary.
Yeah. No, I guess it's good that, like, there should always be ways that you can report stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's also, like, the same with Snapchat, because they do have a lot of bans towards, like, minors in, like, sexual content. I was thinking a bit about that when you talked about this English girl who was posing with these.
Yeah,
like, that looks really, really young, because, like, that is supposed to be, or being underage on Snapchat and sharing explicit content, it is not allowed. And Snapchat also says that they report child exploitation issues to authority. But then you should also ask yourself, like, how do they actually do that? Because they claim that they're not looking at the snaps. So then they kind of have to rely on people reporting that they're seeing someone that looks like they're under, I don't know, is it 18 legal age in the US? Or
18.
Yeah.
Well, it depends per state, but
okay.
Just overall age is 18.
Yeah.
I think the age of consent in most states is 16, but still.
But still, like, then you have to rely on people to be like, oh, this person looks young.
Yeah.
I'm reporting this. But I don't know if people are going to actually do that. And then how are we ever going to be able to, like, cope with probably the amount of underage kids on Snapchat?
Yeah, it's very hard to filter it out.
Yeah.
It's very hard to filter those things out.
Yeah, and to be, like, specific enough and wide enough in the same way.
Yeah.
Like,
YouTube recently tried to, there are these channels with videos of families, like the mom and dad upload videos with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So cute. A lot of young teens watch it. Well, soon to be mothers watch it because it's so wholesome.
Yeah.
But when you go into the comments, it's also being used by pedophiles.
That's
to,
so dark.
To put timestamps of when the kids are show skin.
Oh my god.
And YouTube tried to stop that by disabling the comment section.
Yeah.
But again, that went wrong. And a lot of channels, big channels, people that rely on YouTube for their livelihood, they had their comment section disabled. And that's very, very big, because it just ruins their whatchamacallit?
Their engagement.
Engagement.
Their followers.
Yeah, engagement is very important if you want to be on the trending page.
Yeah. That's so dark. Like, I knew that YouTube comment sections are, like, you don't want to
they are a mess.
Too deep into that. But
they are
strange. Oh my god, that's really, really dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, it also seems like there's just like an avalanche of this kind of shit. Like, as soon as you start thinking about, like, okay, well, how are we going to deal with all the dark sides of everything? You just can't. It's just going to be too much. People are going to be too, I don't know, fucked up to be able to be able, like, even do anything about it.
Yeah. Dutch footballer slash philosopher once said, every pro has its con, the other way around.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of it.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing that people can share content on YouTube. It's going to be used for stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's amazing that Snapchat exists.
Of course. Because you can stay in touch with, like, your family.
Yeah.
People living in another city or whatever. But yeah. Yeah. I think if we want to wrap this up, there's one topic that we haven't talked about yet. Can you guess what it is?
I could if I looked at the script, but I won't.
We're going to talk about unsolicited dick pics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Also, just again, like an avalanche of bad stuff. And it's just, to me, it's really interesting because everyone knows that it's happening. Everyone's, like, received one or whatever, or at least maybe not a lot of guys have received it, but it's just super common. And I just kind of want to break down the psychology behind it because I think it's so interesting. And I'm actually going to read you some snippets from a Psychology Today article because they make some really interesting points.
All right.
So here. In terms of sending nude pictures unrequested, it seems to be more of a male thing. Both males and females are commonly sending nudes of themselves to people they meet online, but women tend to wait until asked. That distinction may simply be an expression of gender differences in mating and dating strategies. The fact is, women are told that being sexually bold in such a manner is shameful and makes them a slut. I don't know if I agree with his, like, use of language, but it's kind of what we talked about before. Like, there's a shaming culture of women being naked, where if we decide to show ourselves, like, we're not even gonna, because it's so programmed into us that, like, we should be careful because we don't want to appear as if we're too promiscuous or whatever.
You shouldn't show any ankles.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Cover up your ankles, girls. Like, that's basically what we're still being taught. While men can be more, I don't know, be more brave. I don't know if that's, like, be bolder in their sexual advances.
If you go to any Spanish beach at 4 in the summer, there'll be British guys laying around, just a piece of cloth, having their penis. I guarantee.
A piece of cloth? Are these, like, specific penis cloths, or?
Socks.
Socks. Oh!
That's how it ties
in.
Socks. Oh my god.
Right. Oh my god, there's so many circles here. All right, I'm going to read you another quote.
Yeah. We love you, British people.
Yeah, like, we're completely bashing British people in this podcast.
We love you.
Yeah.
Even after you leave the EU.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe a little bit less, but we do. Because you have great fish and chips.
Yes. Exactly. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
All right. It's most likely that this behavior represents an aspect of men's misperception of female sexual interest. Men love the idea of receiving such pictures from strangers, and they assume that women do too. Men notoriously misperceive women's sexual interest in them and project their own sexual interests and desires onto women. In this situation, men really are hoping and thinking that he'll be turned on and send them a pick and response. So it's like, oh, she's going to be so happy when I send her this. This is a great thing. I'm such a kind person.
This is the whole club culture.
Club culture?
Yeah.
Explain.
Guys go up to girls, grind on them, and expect them to go home with them.
Yeah. Well, we're like, get the fuck out of my ass. I'm here with my girlfriends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes it works. They're the hero of the group.
Mm. God, the society is just melting away in front of my eyes. Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting that, like, they guys not even perceive this as a problem. Like, they're just trying to be nice. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But that we have very, very different perceptions of what is a nice way to behave when you're courting someone.
they see themselves as nice guys.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm doing this for a girl. She should like me now.
Okay, I'm going to read you one more snippet here. It's a bit longer.
Go ahead.
It's probable that at least some of these men receive a sexual thrill at the idea of an unknown woman seeing their genitalia. It may be an aspect of exhibitionism, which we've been talking about before. And some of these men probably masturbate as a part of the act, imagining the woman seeing the picture they sent. The fact that a woman rejects them for it is not salient, because for many such men, it is the woman's disgust and rejection which is actually part of the turn-on. These are likely the same men that used to be in trench coats on street corners. In Ohio, one man was dubbed the naked photographer because he would jump out and expose his penis to women and take a photo of their reaction. When he was caught, he later admitted that he would masturbate to the pictures of the women's reactions. Famous French philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau used to hang his naked buttocks out of alleyways, hoping that some women passerby would spank him for being such a naughty boy. Well, this paragraph sort of went all directions.
I'm baffled.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack there.
I'm flabbergasted.
Flabbergasted.
Well, also, not that much to unpack because everything's exposed.
Everything is exposed. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Amazing joke.
Oh.
I feel the naughty boy putting your ass out of windows so that someone will spank you is the funniest part. And this is like one of the geniuses of, I don't know, French philosophy.
Like,
but...
like imagine Rousseau doing this. Imagine what Aristotle did, or Plato.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Tell me I'm a non-boy.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's something that, like, it's not as trendy anymore, I would say. Putting your ass in front of people and just waiting for them to... Thank you. But yeah. Anyway, last quote. Men fear sexual rejection, and by sending pics of their genitalia, they're almost getting, in quotation marks, pre-approval. This way, they get the chance of rejection out of the way early, so they don't have to worry about being rejected or shamed once they drop their pants on a real date. So it's a way of kind of like showing, this is what I'm in for, like, this is what you're gonna get. And then the woman can be like, no, thank you. And then you don't have to experience that in real life. That's also one possible explanation.
Because your phone is way too scary. You can be like, oh, I'll block you now because
exactly.
You don't want it.
Yeah.
Then someone else I was sent to will probably want it.
Yeah. But then, like, I have never heard a story of a girlfriend of mine or whatever who, when someone took off their pants, that they're like actually scrutinizing the penis and being like, nope, that won't do. Like, that's never happened. I mean, it should be really, really rare that you actually get rejected with your pants down. I feel like that's like an irrational fear.
Yeah,
that sort of has like spiraled into this weird phenomena of penis pictures flying all over the internet. So,
like, once you get to the stage of her taking your pants off,
you're
pretty
probably
set,
pretty
buddy.
Good,
yeah.
I'd say so too, yeah.
You're gonna get it, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was the accounts for why men send dick pics. I don't know if I'm that much wiser, but it's interesting to think of that. There's like some sort of primitive, kind of like sexual behavior or like sexual psychology that kind of has the possibility to explain everything.
I mean, probably even apes do it.
Send dick pics?
Stuff like that. Yeah, they send dick pics.
Give a monkey a phone? And
I saw an Instagram video where a monkey was scrolling through Instagram. So why not?
Really? Yeah, okay.
But like exhibitionism.
Yeah.
It must be something that monkeys also do.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
And it's just that we have more technology to do it now.
Yeah, exactly, because that's kind of like maybe we could like round this episode off with, like, what has the effect of apps like Snapchat actually been on like sex and sexuality? Are we freer with these apps, or are we like the opposite? Are we more trapped in these images of like what a body should look like? Or is this a way, like, is this a healthy expression of sexuality that we haven't been able to express before? Or is it something that is like forcing people to send pictures that they might not actually be comfortable sending? I don't know.
I mean, in my opinion, it's very healthy. Well,
yeah.
Very healthy. I mean, it's fine. We all have bodies.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just ways of enjoying ourselves.
And
it may sound very short-sighted, but
if we trace back to what we talked about before with like the kind of like the art history of nudity, or
yeah,
like we have been expressing ourselves and expressing our naked bodies for a very long time. I just hope that it hasn't become this like culture of sending nudes that didn't really exist before, that like you could go through life without feeling pressure to send a naked picture to someone. And now, if what these studies say is true, like 80% of all people send nudes, that you might get pressured into doing something that you're not really enjoying yourself because you think that that's a way to engage with someone you're getting to know.
I mean, it's at the end of the day, the most important thing is consent.
Yes, that's always
the end of the day. You both enjoy it, why not?
Yeah.
And if one of you doesn't enjoy it, men, keep your penis in your pants. Well, yes. Or don't, but don't take a picture of it.
Yeah, definitely. I think those are probably the take-home messages. Like, everything with consent, keep your penis in your pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what else do we have? Do it for Gensudent.
Do it for Gensudent, and Mark Zuckerberg is always to blame.
Yeah, and Jeff Bezos has the body of 20-year-old man.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Also, we still, like, okay, wait, this is almost like an hour-long episode, probably, but we still don't know why Jeff Bezos' mistress's brother was the one who leaked the pictures.
Maybe they're really close.
Maybe they're really close. Maybe, yeah. I think that's a big mystery that we're just going to leave our listeners with. Yes. Just, like, think about that.
Send us an email. What do you think?
What is your theory on why Jeff Bezos' mistress's brother had access to Jeff Bezos' nudes?
Send us tweets.
Send us Instagram private messages.
Private messages. No unsolicited dick pics, guys.
Nope. And send us a letter. Send us send us pictures of your ass from a copy machine. Don't do that.
Do it. Or actually do it.
Because I'm not going to be the one opening it. It's going to be someone else.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Great fun.
As long as you consent.
Exactly. Make sure that the person opening it is prepared.
Yeah. Just send a warning. Not safe for work. Open at home. In bed.
Okay.
That was it. Okay.
We're going to leave it there. Yeah. Thanks so much for listening, and hope we didn't.
Thank you for hosting this episode, Kaisa.
Thank you for being my usher. You know, like the little James. The guy who...
Yeah, your hype man.
Yeah, my hype man. Woo! Okay, cheers, right. And happy King's Day, guys.
Happy King's Day.